want it louder? Hey, can you throw some of those lights out there, man? Wherever you are. Light show, somebody. There's nothing out here but this enormous void with little fires in it. Yeah. Okay. Presumably somebody's working on it.
It's a sinister plot. My word. My mic works.
It's one of the most, I can see what the problem is. You gotta get right in there and talk so you guys can hear you. Well, it's the same problem as if it can't hear it down there, we can't hear it here either, but we're working on it. Trying to smooth all out so there's instant, what do you call it?
What do you call it, what?
Well, I call it more of whatever it is.
More microphone noise.
Yeah, right, just more volume. But it was like Jellystone Park was this place where they said that this is a place that we'll make for the people, by the people, for the people, all of them being in there, you know, national land. And like it was in Indian days when they went there from everywhere to encamp in a neutral ground where no tribal warfare would take place. Established ahead of time, you know, for a Holy Land type place to take your bath and cleanse your body, you know, and be as close as you could be to the center of it all. Well, in the great American tradition, you don't go to Jellystone anymore, but with all this apparatus that we got going here that puts Old Faithful in a greater participation light than the hot springs, you can sit in there and bathe as long as you want.
And if it don't work, we's blowing up Peoria.
He's now working.
Yeah, well, it always comes a little more, you know. It's a little edgy right at first there. Like, they ain't gonna let them.
Who's that guy?
they don't even know me. That first time, you know, under cover of darkness, we slipped in and did the thing there. And later on, we're run out because you're not allowed to park there overnight unless you're in a designated camping area. Too bad, Pen, but they don't seem to like your microphone working. Too bad, a guy can really... Yeah, come on, you guys. Big Pen wants to talk, too. We had some great conversations, and we're willing to share everything we got, see if they'd only give it to us. I'm willing. What's that? The people downstairs won't turn it up. I know what they said. Too much noise overhead. Knock off that party up there. Oh, there they are. Oh. Yeah, that's the way you know. See, that's our communication. That's an old friend.
Sit down.
Stand on your heads.
Sit down. Fight.
Oh, something like that.
Stand up. Sit down. To your left and to your right. Well, it's all... Well, see, that's the trouble, you know, with one of these scenes.
Volume on number five, just, you guys.
That's the idea.
Number two, she shouts and moans and wails, but you could turn her up anyway.
Put six up, it says here. Six
it's
up.
Three.
Hey, how come you turned mine down? Hey, what's the deal here?
How sweet is this life?
Oh, you made it home at last.
As the deathly silence settles over the whole pavilion and we realize that we've overloaded everything and the final fuse is blown, the helicopters will still be flying out the wounded and the green-tabbed acid takers will be saying to one another, I took that green stuff and I feel great. What's all the hassle?
You know, I mean, I can only be scared so long until I'm going to start saying, hey, man, I trust you. You know, if you're going to give me some stuff, it's a bummer. I'm not going to quit taking it just because, you know, to blow the trust. It's incredible. We need a roving mic to go out there, you know, and everybody could say it.
Six.
Do this, do that. But the beauty of it, see, go ahead.
Hey, what I mean to tell you is that everything back here is just falling to waste.
Six up. Tell them to.
Okay, bring six up. Okay, everybody out there, bring six up. I got six.
Six.
Okay, there's six. Well, actually, in Detroit, up into Detroit of last year, it was two, you know. Everybody was doing two. And then this guy came up on the stage, and in a moment of great breakthrough, did three. And the Bible Thumpers came over the other night to the free stage area and did a whole scene which went, revolution! And then they go, for Christ! And they say, revolution, for Christ! And so I realized, well, by God, they'd made the breakthrough, too. They were doing three, you know, while everybody else was still going. So then another guy that was very quiet came over and he says, three's fine. He says, but when you want to complete the thing, you want to do it like this. That way you got the three and the other.
All the power is gone from the left side of the stage, and so we're going to hassle and try to get it back. I'm going to tell you a story.
Hello, people. Just a little pause here. I'd like to tell you something. My name's Country Joe. I just want to tell you something about, you know, all us people from the Bay Area, we're real LSD freaks. We take a lot of LSD. We've taken a lot of LSD. We know what LSD is. But I'll tell you one thing, the stuff that they're passing out here today, may or may not be LSD, but there's a chance that you won't have a very good trip. Now, what you're supposed to do after you know that is you're supposed to stop taking it. Now, if you've taken it already, don't worry because you're not poisoned and you won't die. But if you haven't taken it, I would recommend that you don't take it. And just listen to the music and wait till you get some stuff that you know is good, if that's your inclination. That's called common sense. Right on.
Country common sense from us folks out in the Bay City.
What about these famous microphones?
One, two, three, four, five.
Beautiful.
Who is that? Hey, you're much louder than we are.
Well, of course. I'll make you louder, though.
Oh, that'd be a good trip.
Turn up this one.
Well, I'm trying.
Turn this one up.
Okay.
Find the right knob.
Me, no me.
I found it.
Is that it?
Seems to be.
Seems to be.
How about me?
Thank you.
I'm doing what I can.
Okay. I'll just point this kind of away from the monitor.
Hey, wait a minute. We gotta get the ordinary monitors turned down because they don't go through the filters. It's feeding back when I try to get loud. Okay.
I don't want no explanations, I just want to be able to hear myself.
Yeah, gentleness. Gentleness and amiability. Actually, a little gentleness and adaptability go a long way. Shit, man, here, give him a mic.
Microphone.
Hey, where'd he go? Did they push him over? Oh, they put him in the moat with the crocodiles and the piranhas. Well, okay. Are we once again, we're too slow. Our timing is off just a hair right here. And I'll tell you why. It's because the only place we really feel comfortable is in home, you know, when we got our family around us. And our family's a big one, and we're feeling pretty comfortable up here, but we want to get... We want to get the family so big that even in this scene, and it's happening, we feel comfortable even when we're like this and the rain comes down and everybody's in terrible shape. Yeah. Yep. So that's what we're working at. If he's going to do it, we'll do it. Yeah, it is. I know it. It's all happening. Right.